I came straight from my car and I need a I apologize if there's a booklet or too short. I didn't calculate for a grandfather, for Hashem being here. So you might have to share with each other. Okay. Baruch Hashem. All right. So today what we're doing is we're wrapping up the Siyata Deshmaya, Hechsher Kalim. We're wrapping up Simin Kuf Tav Aleph. And we're going to come back to some exciting things that we touched on in Basra B'Cholok Taruvos. Amir Hashem, Thursday, we'll be beginning Tfilas Kalim, the Siyata Deshmaya. So where we had left off in Kuf Chaf Aleph, we followed the Mechaber's direction. Tafnun Aleph Dalid, the Mechaber told us, Gimel told us to look at Hilchos Pesach, and then in Dalid he discussed Hilchos Pesach, and the majority of Hilchos Hagolas Kalim appears in Hilchos Pesach, and B'Siyata Deshmaya, we did that the best we could. So the Mechaber over here in Tzif Hei now gets back to Machlos Asuras and a few more assorted halachos that wraps things up in many ways that what we're doing now, this is our last shiur that's going to be connected to Basra B'Cholok Taruvos, Tlios, and things going in and things going out of pots. This is it. This is our last shiur, and then we go on to Tfilas Kalim and Machal Akum. Zok Deheilig Mechaber. Im Higil Kli Hatzarech Libun Oser Lishtamish Bo Bechamen Afilu Shelo Al Yidei HaEsh. So this is the classic rule of Kibolo Kach Polto, and that is that if you had Iser that was absorbed into the utensil through Libun, a barbecue, so then in such a case, the way in which you get it out has to be through Libun. Hagala would not be acceptable. Lahagdil Torah Ula Adira, just to get you thinking a little bit about this rule, and maybe connect it to things that we've discussed in the past, just as a reference, the Taz and Sifkatan Dalid explains the reason why you can't use Hagala if it already had Libun. Aslish Damish Bo, Shekivan Shieshlo Bela Shel Isur. Since there was a Bliya already of Isur, Da Aslish Damish Bo Al Yidei Ha'ar, Al Kain Chayshin and Shem Yishflot Yoser Bechamin Shniim. The Mechaber is saying, claims the Taz, that if you're going to do Hagala on something that requires libun, then the next time you use it with hagala, you cook with it, there might still be iser that will come out another time. Why? Because the only way you're going to get it out is through libun. Vamevin yavin, this taz might be totally in how you look at the din of isura bala. It might be totally in the Shevet Alevi versus the Chazon Ish, just the Hamev and Yavin. But this is the basic concern. The way the Taz explains it is that if you've got Hagala and you do Hagala, so then that only takes out a certain amount of Yisr. If you want to get out all the Yisr by Yisr Abala, you got to do Libud. And we're concerned that in this case, that just because you did Hagala, there's still a little bit more that's there and that only Libun could pull out. Okay, this Taz is interesting. The halacha, it's not that critical. The Ramah, though, gets into a very, of course, the Mechaber is obvious, how important that is, the halacha. You can't use the item, even if you did Hagala. However, the Ramah adds, there is an item that you can use it for, even though you didn't do the appropriate Hechsher, you didn't do Libun. Says the Ramah, Avamutu l'shtamish bo tzoynen, afilu l'chatchila yidei hadocha v'shiv shuteitev. But you can use it for cold. The kol shekem b'kli shetzarech hagala. Certainly a kli that required hagala and you didn't do hagala, you could use it for cold. V'dafka b'derech arai. He's quoting the Mordechi. The Mordechi says that you could only use it arai. You're not allowed to use it kevav. What is the definition of that? Kigon, shu b'beis akum. If he's invited to a Gentile's house and there isn't the shiloh bishul akum, so then in such a case, if he served a drink, he'd be allowed to have that drink, b'derech arai. My wife once got into fender bender in the mountains, in the Catskills, and it was a very nice Gentile family that took them in while the car was being towed and so on. So if they offer her and the kids a drink, it's not a problem that they take a drink, Bederech Harai, it shouldn't be hot, not a hot drink, but there wouldn't be a problem for them to take a drink, Derech Harai. There are no requirements to refuse that cordiality because of Hilchos Kashrus. This opens up something quite interesting that the Shach raises, an interesting issue. The Shach in Sif Katan Yud brings us back to Tzadi Aleph Gimel. Now, in the discussions in the Beis HaMedrash, the Avrichim raised some interesting things about that very important Shach, about eating cold on treif dishes, and of course that comes up a lot, not in terms of fender benders, but in terms of business meetings and so on and so forth, what is the scope of this halacha? That the Ramah said, B'derech Harai is going to be mutter. Let's first finish the words of the Ramah. Avon rotz l'shtamish bo b'keva, if he wants to use the b'keva, yesh machmirim v'omrim da'fil l'shtamish bo tzonein, Sarech Hagol Olivung Zera Shem Yishtamash Bochamin, that we have a Zera Shem Yishtamash Bochamin, and you can't use Bekeva. That's the bottom line halacha. The bottom line halacha is that Keva is always going to be Aser. You can't have Kalim that you inherited from someone who doesn't keep kosher, and you only use it for cold. That is something that's not going to be acceptable. It's a Zera, but that's the rule of thumb. We had a long discussion and a long shach. For those of you who have those Shulchan Aruchs, I appreciate if you open. In Tzadi Aleph Gimel, in Hilchos Basar B'Chalav, we discussed halacha l'maisa in terms of when is one allowed to eat ba'arai, and what is the scope of the halacha of arai. So I did mention that Rav Miller Shlita pointed out that there is a rajba that the shach lights that's even more machmir than the Ramah. If you take a look at the Shach, Tzadi Aleph Gimel, that long Shach, he quotes a Rajba that the Avrichim pushed me on a little bit, and I photocopied for you the Rajba. It's about five lines before the end of the Shach. The Shach says, V'hua Iker, the Rajba Shita is the Iker, the Svirale, the Kli Cheres Shani. The Gam HaRajba Moda B'Kli Cheres. So, Rav Miller Shlita is a Machmir in this Shaila, not a Machmir in general, but in this Shaila he's a Machmir, and he holds that the halacha is that even Ba'arai, if you're in a place that they're going to serve you cold food on a treif dish, if there's any Cheres that's going to be involved, you're going to have to be Machmir. Most fancy restaurants, the dishes, some are glass, some of them are cheres. And Rav Miller Shlita pointed out that the Rajba over here says that you have to be machmir on kli cheres, and the Shach seems to like this Rajba. I chased down the Rajba for you. If you take a look at the first page after the cover page, the Rajba in the first column in the Masada Rav Kook edition of Chulin, Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Tav Resh Mem Hei, gives us two reasons why Kli Cheres is different. First of all, he has a sharp raya from the Gemara. The Gemara says, we've discussed this Gemara in the past, Amar Rav, Kederos v'Pesach Yishburu. If you have Kli Cheres, the only thing you could do is break them. Says the Rajba, no, you could use it for cold. Use it for cold. Elamai, says the Rajba, it must be that Kli Cheres you can't even use for cold. That's the Rajba's conclusion. So even though we have black on white, look, we don't pass like every Rajba, but even though we have a black on white Ramah, one should know, is that the Farish Chidushe Rajba not like this Heter of Derech Arai. Kederis B'Pesach Yishburu, you've got to break it, you don't have that Heter of Arai. Why is that so? Goes against all the rules of Yoredeah. Kibolo Kachpolto, if you have cold, then it's not a problem. Everything is supposedly Mutter. So the Rajba has two explanations. One, the Rajba says, it's a gzera of Atu Chamin, and that gzera, when it comes to Kli Cheres, is absolute. Then the Rajba suggests another, and we need to explain what the difference between Kli Cheres and Mateches is going to be. Maybe I'll skip that and I'll discuss that in the Beis Medrash, why Cheres is different, going to be different than Mateches. But the Rajba says that Kederes Pesach Yishbru means that Kli Cheres is always going to be is going to be usur. Secondly, the Rashba says something interesting. We all know that cheres has the power to absorb more potently than any other type of item. In fact, you could see that here in Eretz Yisrael. If you go, as you travel further north, there are Arabs that are selling a lot of earthenware things. If you take those earthenware is real earthenware, and it hasn't been covered with a sheen. We've seen in the Piskei Tshuva, the geschmaltz that's covered, and if you put water into the earthenware, you'll see the color will change. It absorbs, the earthenware absorbs very, very deeply. So says the Rashba, because the cheres absorbs deeply, it could very well be that the even coal would be affected by the bleels. Because it's so potent in terms of what it absorbs, so the Rashba says that you have to be choshesh. He says the halachas of yayin mesech are more chomer when it comes to kli cheres, the Rashba goes on to say. So this is the bottom line. And that is that the Rashba in the shach is machmir. That's shita number one, if you will, against the Ramah. Bottom line is that the Ramah is megil. The shach quotes a Rashba who is more machmir. Secondly, and our shach makes reference to this, in Sif Katan Yud, the shach points out that he already discussed a shita of the Archas Chaim. And the Archas Chaim is really the launching pad of that long shach in Sadi Aleph Gimel, where the Archas Chaim is of the opinion, if you take a look in the shach, now we'll go all the way to the beginning of that shach, in Sif Katan Gimel, in that shach, he says, Kalim shel goy shehut chu yafa, mutu litim bo tavlin o batzal, o shar dvarim charifin, she'enim motzid davar kosha, yavesh biyavesh. The Archas Chaim says that you could put dry spices in. So our shach, take a look at our shach, three lines in, the shach says, Va'ayin le'il tzadi aleph gimel, mashet asafti b'shem Archas Chaim, mashmel chorav mitvarav, the osur litim betocho davar charif lach. He says that it would be prohibited, the shach says, it would be prohibited to put in a davar charif lach. If you read the Archas Chaim's words carefully, in that shach in Sadi al Gimel, he quotes it verbatim, it's clear that the heter of the Archas Chaim, at least the shach claims, that it's clear from the heter of the Archas Chaim is that by yavesh, be yavesh a tavlin, but whenever you have spices, so spices have the ability to pull out, so therefore the heter that we're going to have, even of arai, is only going to be on those things that are not lach davar charif. If it's a davar charif lach, then you're going to have to be machmir. So that also raises issues very practically, and this is how the shach clearly paskins, both in Sadi Aleph as well as in Kuf Kaf Aleph, that when going to a restaurant, so then in such a case, b'derech arai, there won't be a heter of a davar charif lach. And that also has to be kept in mind, what people are eating. Finally, is the shach's own conclusion. The shach's conclusion, and this, well, this is the way many of the Avreichim understood, that the Shach himself concludes in Sadi Aleph Gimel that the Mechaber and the Tur are more Mekel than the Rashba. And he points out five lines from the bottom of the concluding Shach, Vatur me Mechaber Azli Tamayu, the Sfir Leba Orechayim. We learn this in Orechayim. We learn this in Tochnun Aleph. Da Filu Bikli Cheres Mutu Lishtamish Ben Bitzonen, that the Mechaber Paskin, even on Pesach, that Klicheres you're allowed to use for Tzonein. So, one of the Avreichim questioned, the reason I'm not saying his name is because, you'll see in a moment why, I think, questioned the Kavod, how Rav Miller understood the Shach, that he pointed out that even though the Shach says that the Rashba's Pshat is a nice Pshat, at the end of the day, the Shach concludes that the Tur and the Mechaber seem to be Mekil in regards to Kli Cheres, and therefore what would emerge, what would seem, is that the Shach himself quotes the Rashba, says the Rashba is an interesting Shita, but the Shach himself says that the Mechaber is Psak, and we see that the Ramah seems to agree with it as well, over here in Kuf Chaf Aleph, that even Kli Cheres, as long as, according to the Shach, it's not Lach Tavlin, Lach b'charif, in such a case, it would be mutter. Rav Miller stayed strong. He thinks that one should be machmir on Kli Cheres, but Yesh Lefalpel in terms of the conclusion of the Shach himself. What was the Shach's conclusion? Was the Shach saying, I like the Rajba, and therefore I'm Machmer on Kli Cheres, or that I have to be honest, there's a fair Shirajba that's Machmer, but the Shulchan Aruch himself is Mekel, but not only is the Shulchan Aruch Mekel, what we're seeing today is that the Ramah himself is Mekel as well. So that would be a question of how to read the Shach in terms of Halacha Lamaisa. Hayotze Midvarenu, there are shitos that are mekel pederech aray, pederech keva is absolutely asur, and clearly one should be machmer as well for the Shach's opinion in regards to Dover Charif Lach. There are many, 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 many reasons why one should stay away from going into a non-kosher restaurant, even eating kosher food, but in case of fender benders, or in an extreme case, one should be aware that the derech harai, if it's not a davar lach, the halacha is that's going to be mutter. Okay, let's continue on with the Ramah. The rest of the Ramah is straightforward. V'achi na'agin, v'afil l'kem sh'nishtamish sh'tashvish mitzonen, im yesh locho sh'chama bo yayin, k'gon k'chesef, no'agin l'hagil v'ein l'shanos. When it comes to wine, so there you have other issues, where the goy might have heated up yayin nesach inside, so then you should be machmir l'chatfila. Vafilu teivos v'shulchanos hanikchem en ha'aklam no'agin lahagil. Our custom is to do hechsher on them. Shem nishbechu aleim chamin v'dafka l'chatfila v'b'dievet en lachlo shekol zeh. This b'dievet is going to be important. As I was talking with the fellows in the Beis Medrash, there are times that you buy a house and it was clearly someone was not following the rules of kashrus over there. So if you could kasher the counters and so on, then for sure one should kasher the counters. But b'di'evet, it would seem to me, as the Ramah says over here, b'di'evet ain't lochush l'chol zeh, if it means this, you know, putting in another $30,000 of changing the counters and changing the whole kitchen, for sure the sink, one would need hechsher on. The sink, that's even though we have Rav Moshe v'chulei, but Rav Moshe's heter is not going to help us for Shari Surim. It's only going to help us for Basar V'Cholov. So for sure you're going to need to kasher the sink. But if you have a counter that's not kasherable, it would seem to me that I did not hear this from my Rabbeim, so this needs to be verified, but it would seem to me that the Ramah's statement, Al B'dievet Ein Lachush L'Chol Zeh, would apply. And one should not put themselves in a state of Hefsin Merubah for this. The Ramah continues with Kli Cheres Sh'nishtam Evo B'Tzonim. Kli Cheres that was used for Tzonin. The Achad the Yeshiv Hagolah Mikri the Eved the Sagulei Bimrik V'Shtif Kehetev. Kli Cheres B'Dieved one could be Mekel on. Umutel Itan Bo Achad Tachafil Dvarim Karifim Kiyotze Bo Koshkin Dvarim Koshin Ketalan Kiyotze Bo. Here clearly the Ramah seems to be different than the Rajba, and that's why we have an issue of whether we pass them like the Rajba or we don't, where he says Kli Cheres Shinshtam Bo Tzonin. So then in such a case B'Dieved one could be Mekel. Sif Vav. Now we go back to the sugya of Cham Muktzaso Cham Kula. Let's remind ourselves how we had that sugya before. In Simin Sadi Dalet, as we're wrapping everything up, it's a fun chazara. Simin Sadi Dalet Sif Aleph, we had the following discussion. And the Chaber Paskin, Hatochev Kaf Chalovis, Bikdera Shel Basa. O Ipcha, if a person stuck a spoon, that's milchix, into a dish of meat. Misharim b'kol mashnitcham menu b'kdera. You assess the spoon based on how much of the spoon, the space of the spoon, the surface area, how much of it went into the milchix. More than that, says the Mechaber, you don't have to be misharim. So if what went into the milk is only half of the spoon, you only misharim half of the spoon. Then the Mechaber quotes a Yesh Mishomer, Shemakav Shel Mateches Misharim Bekulo, Mishum Decham Miktzas Ocham Kulo. Some say you assess the spoon at all of it, because you have to assume that once the heat of the milchix hits half of the spoon, it continues throughout, and somehow, magically, we discussed a little bit in detail last time, which we won't repeat now, the blios spread throughout the spoon. So, it's a stam yeshomer. How do we paskin? Ruba Rishonim say, we don't say chamuk sasal cham kula. One of the difficulties is how do blios, even if you say that metal conducts heat. Metal, v'chura, doesn't conduct plios. So cham uksa, so cham kulo, v'chura is not the halacha. Rather, we're mashayer by that half of the spoon. However, interestingly, over here in Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph, things get a little bit more complicated. Let's begin with the tour. Let's start with the tour. Zok Tehele Gatur Kuf Chaf Aleph Bok. Kosova Rajba. Kol Klima Tachos. Shecham Mitzosel Kham Kulo. Boom! The Rajbo over here automatically assumes Kham Mitzosel Kham Kulo. Lefichach. Afilu Em Lo Nishtamish Bo Iser. El Bemikzas. Mesar Kulo. So says the Rajba. If you used a spoon, a guy used a spoon, and we know that the guy only used half of the spoon. So how much do you have to be magil? How much hechsher kelim do you need to do? So says the Rajba, you need to be machsher the entire kli. And this that we say, cham miktsasa ein cham kulo is dafka liser. Aval le'inyin hechshera lo ala lo hechsher achi hechsher kulo. Bein le'inyin agola bein le'inyin libun. And the Torah disagrees. The Nirali says the Torah, it's only if the guy used it for Isser on all of it. All you have to do is be machshir the half that he used, and that's it. That's going to be enough. This is the machlokis between the Rajba and the Torah. Not surprisingly, the Mechaber quotes the Rajba, and the Ramah seems to quote the Torah. That's the simple way of understanding. The Taz claims that it's not so simple, but we're going to go with the Mechaber and the Ramah the way most understand it. Zav Tehelig Mechaber, Sivav, Klima Tachos, Afafi Sheisha Mishum Nishtamish Bo Yisr Mixas Neser Kulo Mishum Dechan Mixas Kam Kulo, Avali Inyi Hechshero Lo Olo Lo Hechshir, Achi Hechshir Kulo, Bein Linyi Nagola Bein Inyi Libun. Notice the Mechaber as well as the Rajba, we're talking about. Similarly, if you had an instance where you're machshir half of the kli, if you're machshir half of the kli, why don't you say cham uktaso cham kulo and say that it pulls it out? He says, no, we don't say that. You have to be machshir the entire kli. Says the Ramah, v'dafkim nishtamish kulo. The only time you have to be machshir the entire kli is if the guy used it for machalas asuros for all of it. Al miyudua shlon nishtamish rak uktaso. Kebolo kachpolto. The rule is going to be kebolo kachpolto. Now the Shach thinks that the Ramah's position makes a lot of sense. The Torah makes a lot of sense. And the Shach is very much bothered that the Beis Yosef garnered a rush that seems to be machmir like the Rajba. And he quotes the rush, which at first glance seems to be like the Rajba. He says, how could it be? This goes against all of our rules of that we don't say cham uktaso cham kulo. So let's see, he quotes the Rosh, and this is one of the reasons that the Beis Yosef paskin l'chumra when it came to Hechsher Kalim, and the Shach is going to point out that he thinks that the Beis Yosef misunderstood the Shita of the Rosh, and what he does is he isolates the Rajba as being a Das Yachid, or those who are Machmir, who say that you have to be Machshir the entire Kli. And he says that there's a fundamental difference between the case that the Rush is discussing and the other Shita. So far, so good, Rabbos. Everybody see where we're heading? Okay. Zokte, v'gishach zivkot and yud zayin. Chayin kosav ator, v'beis yosef kosav, v'divrei ha-Rush. Nira, shusover ka-Rajba. From the Rush, it seems like the Rajba, she kosav, she yatspik im yilab ben chuda shel sakin. The Rush says you only have to kasher the edge of the sakin. Why? Notice the reason. This is the Beis Yosef Stiyuk. Lefisha regilin ha'achum l'shtamish bo bu'ur. Avagav d'cham uktasal cham kulo. V'yispashay to yisr b'kulo. Mikol makom kivan de'ena Yisrael m'shtamish b'sakin al yedei ha'ur. Sagi b'hachi. Since the Jew is not going to use the sakin al yedei ha'ur, then you could be makel. In other words, the guy used it with fire, the Jew's going to use it to cut his bread. Mashma, the Beis Yosef was the Medayek. Filishtamish bo yadei or also mishum nechamet tzasalcham kulo. Amrina lesser, have a low linian hechsher. That we're going to say that we have to assume that the iser spread throughout, and you have to be machshir the entire kli. Says the Shach, that can't be. And he says brilliantly, skip a line. Ulefia niyazdaiti nira poshut divrei Rashi hein kepashtan. Ve'ein acholei gamashe kasev ha-tur. He says the Rosh is in agreement with the tour. And the halacha is that if the Isra only came on half of it, you only have to be machshir that side. Aye, the Rosh seemed to be more machmir. So he says as follows, skipping another line. The ilu, v'nachgalamina, skipping another line. The ilu shvud shel mateches, the kaimelon cham mitzaso cham kulo, v'nishtamish bo iser b'mitzaso, hare kulo neser ki ilu nishtamish b'kulo. Shenishtamish bo iser b'mikzaso, dailo behechshir agola ad kidei osa mikzas. Says the Shach brilliantly. He says, when do we say that when it comes to the hechshir, that whatever hechshir needs to be done on the side that you used it for would go throughout and that's all you need? That's when the requirement is hagola. Because what does hagola do? Hagola, what Hagola does is, Hagola pulls out through heat the blios. So it's only logical that when it comes to a knife, that this much, the black, was the amount that went into the iser, and you want to be machshir it, all you have to do is be machshir the side, and whatever iser your choshesh for went deeper inside, the Hagola is going to pull it out because kibolo kachponto. However, he says, when it comes to libun, libun is a different requirement. What does libun do? What libun does is, the requirement of libun is you need to burn the isur. So you can't use libun b'miksas ke libun b'kulo. And he claims that the rush is only going to be machmir in a case of libun. But eina chinami, if we're talking about hagola, so then in such a case, when you say chamuktsaso cham, if you're going to say chamuktsaso cham kulo, then you'll say it both lakula and lachumra. Hence, what emerges is that the Shach defends the shita of the Rama, im yadua shelo nishtamesh rak, Biktsaso kibolo kafolto. Aye, there's a rush that seems to be more machmir. That rush was only machmir in a case of where you had a libun, a requirement of libun on the entire kli, and then if you have a requirement of libun on the entire kli, then in such a case you're going to have to be sorek the entire area. It's not enough to say that it's going to be chamuktsaso chamkul. Yes, sir. Good. Correct. Yes, he makes that point. Two lines above it. That's a Torah Kedas HaRa'ah. Beautiful. Okay. So, B'siyata D'Shemaya, that is topic number two, how we pass in Chamuk Tzasa Cham Kulo, and it takes away a crisis. It's not that we have a big steer at Hilchos Basa B'Cholov. Hilchos Basa B'Cholov is correct. The Kulo there is correct. The only time we're going to be Machmir is in regards to Libun. Then in such a case, then if there is any requirement to be machshir the entire kli, then in such case, libun is going to have to be over the entire kli. But the area that absorbed the blios through hagala, that will be the area that you have to be magil, and you don't have to be magil more, even though the Rajba seems to be more machmir when it comes to Isra. In terms of how we paskin, so if you take a look, the Chachmas Adam on the next page, after you have the Rajba, then a Magen Avram, a Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Pesach, the Chachmas Adam, Yachasid, quotes a third Shita. Let's take a look in Sifkaten Yud Aleph, Ayin Dalet Yud Aleph in the Chachmas Adam. Let's go through the whole thing. It's such a beautiful summary. In general, the Chachmas Adam summarizes so beautifully. Klima Chachos, Al Bishish Omshim Mishtamish Boisim Mitzaso Neser Kulo, Mishum Decham Mitzaso Kham Kulo, Avalinin Hechsher, Lo Ololo Hechsher Chiachshir Kulo. There's some who say that the whole thing becomes Aser, but in regards to Hechsher, you have to be Machsher everything. Beinlin Yinagol Beinin Libum. Libun, Davagav the Molech Habliya Bekula, Mikol Mokum Ein Machlet Bekula, Ulechein in Mishtash Mixes Alidei, or the Libun also a Mixes, Vachakach Tocha Vatzach Lo Higo Bekli Oslo Kuli Alma, Shalibun Ein Machlet Kulum, El Shesore for Easter, Libun doesn't do any Plita, Aval Dorish in Nivlai, De Cham in Mixas, the Higil also Mixas, in Mishtamish Bosa Mixes Shekil, Mutred Medieved. So this is the Chachmas Adam summarizing the Shach, that what emerges is that for Haggadah, all you have to do is be magil that area. What if you use that area that didn't go through Haggadah? So there's a machlok. Samogen from cost of the Aser b'di'eved, Hashach with Prichadash Matirin. The Shach is Makil. What's this Magen Avram based on? So the truth is, for the Bechina, and for what I want you to know for the halacha, the most important thing is the shita, the shach, and how the Chachmas Adam paskens. Lahagdil Torah uladira. If you take a look back on the previous page, I have the Magen Avram for you. That the Magen Avram has a wild chumrah over here on the last narrow line. The Magen Avram says v'nirli dafke shetacha b'tavshil osa mitzvah shehigil. The Afim Timtz Lomer Shemitchila Parshat Yisr Bekula Mikol Makom Lo Amrinan Shemachlit Meosad Tzad Shelo Nitchav. The Magen Avram has quite a chumrah where the Magen Avram says that even though the halacha is that if you use the side of the kli that you did Haggadah on, then everything is going to be fine and you could be magdal that side of the kli. But if you use the other side of the kli, then he claims, then the blios didn't get entirely out. So even though we say, cham mitzaso cham kulo, he says, that doesn't apply in terms of Haggadah removing the blios. And therefore the Magen Avram is machmir, that you wouldn't be able to use the other side of the kli. For Hechsher, it's going to be enough to be machshir this side. But you can't use the other side of the kli. So basically, the Hechsher really hasn't worked. According to the Magen Avram, and that's what the Chachmas Adam quotes. As the Chachmas Adam himself mentions, we follow the Shita of the Shach that says for Haggadah it's clearly going to work. For Libun, that will, however, be problematic. And it seems that we're choshesh for the Shitas that say Cham Mitzvah Cham Kulo. However, one could do Haggadah on one side and Cham Mitzvah Cham Kulo will be able to remove everything. So there is this wild shita among Avram that's quite a chidush that Chachmas Adam does give reference to, so I just wanted to point it out to you, but we follow the shita of the Shach that one could be makel. Finally, the last topic, b'siyata d'shmaya for today, as we conclude the sugyas of Blios, begins with a beautiful, one of my favorite gemaras. If you take a look at the next page, Shvar Malka was a king who was quite a chevreman. And Maseches Avodah Zarah concludes with a fascinating story about him. Maseches Avodah Zarah concludes, as our limud of the Blios of Isser concludes with the halachos of Ni'itza. Ni'itza is that if you have a knife, we're going to discuss how the knife has Isser, there are times that you put the knife into the ground 10 times, that's going to be acceptable. So that is based on a Mishnah. If you take a look, that Mishnah is quoted on the last daf in Avodah Zarah, 7 lines from the top. The Mishnah says, Hasakin shafa v'hitor. If you have a knife, then you could do shafa. Now what is shafa? The root of shafa is shifshul, is to rub. What does that mean? It means to, you guys will help me with the appropriate English word, is to resharpen the knife where there are knife sharpeners, and if you run the knife through that sharpener, so then in such a case, that could be machshir the knife. Shafa vihitar. Now, what is the context that you could use shifshuf? So that we will discuss what does it remove and what doesn't it remove? Does it remove everything? Does it remove something? What does mi'itza do? That we're about to discuss. So that's the concluding topic of Maseches Avodah Zarah. The Masechta concludes with a story. There were two people who were eating by Shvar Malka. There was one who was Mar Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, and a fellow Batei Bar Tuvi. Take a look at this Gemara. Haviyasi kamei de Shvar Malka. They were sitting in front of Shvar Malka. Aisa de kamei esrog. And they brought an esrog. Now Shvar Malka was familiar that there were Jews who were machbir and kashrus, and he knew that his knives weren't kosher. And he brought an esrog. By the way, notice, an esrog might be a davar charif, right? They brought an esrog to him. Pasuk achol. He cut and he ate for himself. Pasuk vahav lebati bartuvi. He then cut another piece and gave it to Batuvi. Hadar datsa asra zimna ba'are. Now you have the mekar for ni'itza. He thrust the knife 10 times into the ground. Havle demar Yehuda. And he gave it to Rav Yehuda. Amalei Batei Bartuvi. So Batei Bartuvi said to him, he got insulted. Vahu gavra la bar Yisraelu. And he said, what about me? I'm not Jewish? That's what he says to Shvar Malka, who was a Gentile, I believe Roman king. Amalei. Mar kimli v'gavai, mar lo kimli v'gavai. He said, you don't care about kashrus, and I know Rav Yehuda does. So you don't care about kashrus, so I'm not going to kashrus the knife for you. For Rav Yehuda, I'll kashrus. Ikadami some say, amalei, he said to him even sharper, itkar my avata v'orta, I know what averis you did last night, so don't be machmir on hilchos kashrus. That's how Maseches Avodah Zarah concludes. Fascinating. That's how it concludes. Okay, so what we have over here is, you have the Shvar Malka himself was aware of this halacha of ni'itza. Chazal clearly think it's okay. Rav Yehuda ate from that esrog. Rav Yehuda ate from that esrog. And we have this idea of ni'itza. Zok te'elege mechaber. Kuf kof al zayn. Sakin yoshin. If you have an old knife. Ben godo ben koton. Hanikach me'akum. That's taken from a goy. Im bali ishtamish betzonin. If you're going to use it for coal. Im ein bagumos. And there aren't any crevices in the knife, no atza asara pamim. You could thrust it into the ground 10 times, bikarka kasha, and hard ground. Vitzara shakon niitzu niitzu tia bikarka kasha, lefichach, lo yinitz b'mokim shinas niitzu acheres. So, as we're going to see, what niitzu does is it removes shamnunis of iser. If you have shamnunis of iser on the knife, niitzu removes that. The tension between the knife, by the way, there's no mitzvah to eat the knife without washing it off afterwards. But the tension of the knife with the dirt removes any shamnunis, and then in such a case, then the knife it has the shamnunis removed from it. Vafilu, here's quite a chiddush, Rabosa. Vafilu lachtoch b'dvar charif, kemot snon, sagi b'achim. You're even allowed to use it to cut a dover charif. Ulishtamish bo b'tfilus, adds Rambam in the parentheses. Lo gar mishar klish, enogin lahad lafil etzonin. You'll be able to use it b'tfilus. Vimyesh bagumos, but if it has crevices, so now the dirt, the tension of the dirt, might not reach the crevices. Again, the Mechaber also said that you should thrust it in different places, because what you need is the tension. And if you thrust it in the same place, so then there won't be that same tension. Vimyesh bagumos, shorot salachto pochamin. It's a discussion with the gear says, let's go with the easier one to say that, or you want to cut hat, o lishchotba, milavna, you could do libun, o mashchiza, or you could do hashchaza. Hashchaza is this term of shafa. Hashchaza means to sharpen the knife, to go back to the original utensil that makes the knife, to sharpen it, to resharpen it, b'mashcheza shel nafachim heitev al pnei kula, if you do it well, as those who make the metal use their sharpener, that would be enough, says the Mechaber, even to use it for davar chan. The Ramah says, v'yesh omrim, ta'ashchaza lo mahani rak lachtach botzonin avalo l'inyin chanim. Here we have a fascinating machlokas. Mi'itza, and this is a big mistake that many people are not aware of. In Europe, I think there was, my impression is that there was a lot of confusion, because in Europe they were very machmir to do ne'itza on almost every shayla. Whenever there was a shayla, they used to do ne'itza. Even if, in general, that was a chumrah that was followed in Europe. But people, of course, that chumrah could become a tremendous kilkul. And that is that people could think that all you have to do, in a case of where it's bolea iser, is do ne'itza in the ground. So that is a big mistake. And therefore, ne'itza is only if it was used for cold and there's shamnunis. Hashchaza, though, we have a fascinating machlokas rishonim. If you take the knife and you bring it back, it's not, the word's not the welder. Jacob, you help me with the word? What's the word? How do you, what's the appropriate English term for how you sharpen the knife? Anyhow, if you take it back to the sharpener, so then in such a case, then there's a machlokas rishonim of whether that's going to be enough in the place of Hagdol. Is that going to be enough in the place of Hagdol? Take a look at the beautiful diuk that the Rambam makes. It's quoted, the Shach alludes to the Shitas HaRambam, but I want to share it to you from the Gemara. The Gemara says, Hasakin Shafa Hita Ora. The subject of the Mishnah is that if you have a Sakin, the third, fourth, the last page, the Mishnah is quoted on the top of the Gemara, about five lines on the top, just those five words. Hasakin Shafa Vitar. In the previous booklets we saw the entire Mishnah. This Mishnah is the only Mishnah in Shas about Agolas Kelim. If it was used Aliday or Malabna, then it's going to be fine. If it was Aliday Chamin, then Agolas is going to be fine. Then the Mishnah says, Hashafa Vihitar. If you do Shafa, which is Hashchaza, sharpening, then that's going to be enough. Take a look at the Beis Yosef. Look back at your Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef quotes the Rambam. That the Rambam in Perek Yud Zayin, when he quotes this halacha, quotes the halacha of Shafa within Libun and Hagala. The mashmos of the Rambam is that just like you could do Libun and Hagala, you could even do Hashchaza as well. Says the Beis Yosef beautifully, the Rambam was medayik from the context of the Gemara. The Mishnah has the cases of Shafa, has the case of Libun, has the case of Agala. Mashma there from the Mishnah that we're talking about kashering, even when there's Blios. And what does the Gemara then quote? The Gemara doesn't talk about Shafa. The Gemara then talks about the case of Ni'itza. From the Mashmos of the Gemara is that there's, to borrow Brisker terminology, the Beis Yosef says this pshat, it's a Brisker pshat, the very straightforward one, that from the, there's Tzvei Dinim in this sugya. One is Shafa, which removes Blios, and the other is Ne'itza, which is an entirely different thing. If we thought that they were the same thing, then the Gemara would have put them together. The fact that the Mishnah and the Gemara put them into two different categories is mashma that they two oif, that they do different things. One is the halacha of Hashchaza, and the other is the halacha of Ne'itza. Hashchaza has the ability to remove Blias, and Ne'itza does not. And that, says the Shach, is behind this psak of the Mechaber. Look back in the Lashon of the Mechaber. Mechaber says, Melabna o Mashchiza. You could do Libun or Hashchaza. Says the Shach, that even the Ramah, who says that it's not going to be acceptable to use Hashchaza except for Tzonein, says the Shach, Avul B'dieved, and Mishnamish Baruch Seach Achar Hashchaza, Afilu Hu, Ben Yom HaMutter, Kamo Achar Agala. That's what the Beis Yosef holds. Even though the Rajba disagrees, but at the end of the day, the Beis Yosef had a beautiful Torah in the Rambam and the Ran, and they all seem to hold that there's two dinim. There's one halacha of Hashchaza, there's another halacha of Ne'itza, and at the end of the day, Hashchaza would be enough. So therefore, if a person took it to the sharpener and he sharpened, then for Ashkenazim, one would not be able to use it for hot. You would not be able to have it used for Hechsher, to be able to use for Hat, to be Mashir, if the Goy had used for Hat, but nevertheless, B'dieved, if he used it, would be acceptable. And for Sfardim, this is a fascinating discussion. I did not have enough time to look into this. Somebody could look around. It would seem to me that in a Shas HaTchak, Sfardim would be able to Kasher knives, Ayidei Hashchaza. it'll be even acceptable lechatchila. This is a sheet of the Rambam based on the Yukim of the Gemara, and it's mafurish in the base Yosef. Yes, Binyam.
Is there a difference between
Aspaza
and regularly sharpening knife? Is
there
like a special specific type of sharpening?
So the Mechaber's Lashon was, B'mashchezes shal nefachim hetev al pnei kula. It seems to me it needs to be done in a professional manner. In other words, it's not someone who does it, has an amateur interest in sharpening knives. It obviously depends on the kelim that he's using. You know, if he's using professional kelim, that's fine. But if he somehow has some interest in doing it, that would not be enough. It needs to be mashcheza shel nafachim. Once it's mashcheza shel nafachim, and he knows what he's doing, and that would qualify for by the nafachim as the coppersmiths as qualifying as a good hashchaza, then it would seem that it would serve as a proper.
What happens to the knife that gets the blues out?
Oh, so it seems like that it shaves down, it's going to shave down the knife.
So apparently, I just recently asked the child about, like, you're going to have a Shabbos about sharpening knives?
Yes.
And apparently, I mean, in the shiur that was in, there was a couple of engineers who, I don't know, I'm not holding the TS personally, but apparently, when you sharpen knives, it doesn't actually shave anything down. Like, what happens is, like, things get, like, you like you straighten it, basically.
And that should
shave anything off. So, like, there's a Mishnah Brura, so you can finish the Brura about that it's also sharper knife because it's mamake.
Right, question is how?
Apparently, nowadays, they on the microscopic level, like, they can see that you're not actually shaving anything off. You're just, like, smoothening it. So I don't know what...
No, so what it could be then be is that by smoothing it, what you're doing is you're destroying the blias.
Maybe, but it'd just be interesting. Like,
and economic.
Right.
Oh. So I want to get to that in terms of the eat.
But nothing comes up.
I want, right. But it could be that halachically you would say that the blias are...
Right.
And then the question becomes, how deep are the blios also? That's another question. How deep are the blios? I want to discuss that in the context of Ni'itza. That's my last topic. I don't know if it's going to directly deal with your question, but Yashikov for the Ha'ara and the Metzius, that's important. That's important Hosafa, that the Binyamin reports that the Metzius is that it doesn't actually shave anything. But that doesn't necessarily mean it won't shave the blios. Right.
And that's why I
asked. Like, right. Yesh la'ayin. That's a great question. I don't know. Okay. In regards to how the appropriate usage of ni'itza, which comes up often, so I want to share with you first the Chelkas Binyamin. He struggles very much with ni'itza. He says the following. The three lines from the top. On your second to last page, the Chelkas, or third to last page, the Chelkas Binyamin says, Miu akati tikshi. He says, how does Ni'itza really work? The Kaimalon, the Chotech Dover Karif Bisakin Shil Iser, Sarach Lishar Keneged Kola Sakin, Lo Neged Haklipa Levad. So this made me think also, Binyamin, of your question. He said, when it comes to a Dover Karif, we assume that Dover Harif doesn't only pull out the first klipa of blios, it pulls out all of the blios outside of the sakin. So he asks, so if you said that all Ni'itza does is if there's chazer schmaltz on it, it removes the chazer schmaltz, that I understand. But the Mechaber threw in something much, much more. The Mechaber threw in, Vafil lachtof kol Dover Harif, kemot snom. Sagi v'hafi, v'amev in yavin, he didn't say chiltas. Snom, okay? That's interesting. According to, we've been brainwashed by the Mishkanus Yaakov. So at the end of the day, snom, which is the paradigm of the Dover Harif, up until chiltas, which might be a totally different world. So then he says it pulls out not only the edge, but even anything that's in the sakin. So how does ni'itza work? So ultimately, Rabbi Binyamin Cohen leaves off with a tzarech yun. Ad kidekach, he says, that there are poskim who say they don't understand the psak of the mechaber, and they paskin against the mechaber. Va'amnam yesh nechuku al ikur psak zeh, usfir le de'en lismach ala ni'itz ledvar charif loich dechen alay de'ev shir v'amnam. That's a pretty heavy thing to go against the psak of the mechaber. On the other hand, these are big guns. The base mayor, we have big kula from the base mayor. Here's a big chumrah from the base mayor, and the Chachma Shlomo. So I just want to point out the lashon of the Chachma Sadam. The Chachma Sadam, Gepaskin Zawar Alacha, in Mem Zayin Ches. Let's read the, as the Chachma Sadam is always the great crunch in the Halacha. He says as follows, concluding Mem Zayin Ches, Sakin Shel Isir also Ishtamish Bikvius Afilu Bitzone, Vafilu Lachto Po Rak Pas Bikvius, Vimrotel Ishtamish Bidar Halotzarch Ni'itza Eser Pam Bekarka. You need to do Ni'itza. By the way, this brings up something that Yisrael had alluded to in Seder. At the end of the day, as all the heters of Arai that we have in the restaurants, so many, we have heterim b'shas hatchak, all of those heterim are not going to work if you believe that there was anything that had schmutz on it. If it had food on it, so then in such a case, then you have real shaila of Iser. So if you're talking about a bodega, let's say, right? That a bodega that doesn't have many, many different knives. If you have a fancy restaurant, yes, the knife that they use usually for the fruit salad is not going to be the knife that they use for the meat. However, in a bodega, they don't have very many knives. And for whatever reason, they were cutting something for you, then you need to say to them, wait a second, you got to bring them a flower pot and say, you got to do ni'itza 10 times beforehand before you're going to be able to use it, which is an important point that even though we have the heter of Derech Arai, that heter is only going to apply if you know that everything is clean. If you don't know that everything is clean, then it's a shaila of a daraisa, and then of course one would have to be machmir. So in that case, says the Chachma Sadam, if you do ni'itza, it's going to be acceptable. The chol pam the pam yinah it's machmachek deshtiya chol pam the parka kosher shalideha ni'itza tvar nisrach el gumat tzas, you can't put in the same hole. And then you're allowed to use it for davar charif, turning to kusa mechatches, kitzonein, ubotzel, umaliach, valyinei hani'itza. So it seems to me the Chachma Sadam is responding to part of what Rabbi Yamin Kohn is bothered by. He says, ayidei hani'itza, mavir umaklit, ma shebeklipas hasakin. It's going to remove that which is on the edge of the sakin, and it seems to me that the Chachma Sadam is confident that it could remove klipas hasakin, and anything more than that, he thinks you don't have to be machmir for. That's what the Chachma Sadam clearly says. But the Chachma Sadam says this is not a joke. It's not that you're removing shamnunis. Mi'itza has the ability to remove klipas hasakin, and that's going to be the fundamental approach that most of the kadmonim will have. It won't answer all the questions of that pronim. But it's mefurish in the Chachma Sadam that we assume that Ni'itza removes the klipas hasakin. How far you could use this is interesting. But at the end of the day, of course, the minig Yisrael is only to use it to be chotech davar charif. Once one is going to anything more than that, of course, it's going to need hagala. Yeah.
Is this sarah is only because of the marsh in the sarah or because the Matzias changes between 9 and 10?
Right. It seems that we assume that based on Dina de Gemara, that it only pulls it. We could only be sure that everything's been pulled out if you do it 10 times. In other words, 10 times is almost like chazaka. That would be the way I would assume it. That if you do it 10 times, in every instance it will be pulled out. And it could be that there many times will only be 2, but it's enough to do it 10. It will be a vada. You've hit the absolute threshold with. But 10. That's how I understood the idea of 10 times. I know Polish Jews, very holy Polish Jews, that they had a custom. It's based on this halacha that I just went too far. That whenever they had a shaila for the Rav, they would put the, sounds familiar, anybody seen this? They put the silverware into the ground. Until they were able to bring it to the Rav to ask a shaila, they put the silverware on the ground. Because they had seen in Al Tehaim sometimes that they had put it into the ground. So the shaila so if you ever walk into a home and you'll see silverware inside the flower pots, that's what it's based on. Remember old Polish Jews that they used to, before they were able to ask the shaila, they put it in the flower pot. So this obviously was an hanhaga that was used once upon a time, and it just has to be used the right way. Well, if he is daiti, one could rely on for a davar charif, but anything more than that, of course, one should be careful. Finally, Ravami Merzel, who's the Rosh Kolo of the American Kolo Nativ Arye, told me, I forgot to ask Rav Nemensal to verify, Rav Nemensal told him that today you don't need to use karka, that you would be able to use a sponge or a Brillo, is that what it's called, the steel wool? But to use a steel wool as well, that would be acceptable, so there's no need for... So that would be the solution also. If you need, can't get over to the guy in the bodega, you no longer have to bring him a flower pot. You'd be able to bring him a Brillo, then in such a case that would be acceptable. Presumably, though, being the Itza Eser Pa'amim, that would be enough. I did not verify with my Rebbe, but it's an A. Neman who said that. I heard it from Salahura that one should... Is it called Brillo?
No, I understand.
I think so. Is that what it's
Brillo?
Called? No, it's a type. It's a steel wool. A steel wool. And you would rub it 10 times. One, presumably either side, 10 times, and that would be enough. But as an old Polish Jew, I would go back to the karka. Okay, Rabosai. Shechianu v'kimanu v'gianu l'zman hazeh. And zocha to be mesayim the first or second time around. Hilchos Blios, Iser v'heter, and B'siyata D'Shmaya on Thursday. We will begin Tfilas Kelim. Of course, you have it all in front of you. Simin Kufcha. You have the tour in Beis Yosef. I will give you Mar Mekomos, but you just start with the Beis Yosef. There's some interesting dark emotions in the beginning also. Look up the Rambam. By the way, the Rambam is in Perek Yud Zayin. Right before some of the halachos that we made reference to, and B'Shmaya will go slowly through these halachos of Hafshir Kelim. Tfilas Kelim are very, very important. It's not hard. It's gishmak. Hard is also good. But now we get to relax a little, and then we will go to Bishul Akum in Hashem after that. A few days to feed them.
Even I suppose you have, in terms of passion, if you have something totally, totally immersed in something, and you just match the half of it, if you say mamash is chalam kula, you wouldn't. It shouldn't even need to be the case that you said it's half, or only half.
Correct.
In the first place. Does anyone say that?
Not that I'm aware of. In other words, the most common position we have is the Rajpa. And the Rajpa's position.